Pedro Guzman is a 29-year-old mentally disabled man from Lancaster, California. That's near Los Angeles. And he is a U.S. citizen. But in May, U.S. immigration authorities deported him to Mexico. For nearly 3 months, his family had been desperately searching for him. The search came to an end this week. Yesterday, Guzman and his family were reunited. Frank Stoltz of member station KPCC reports.
With tears streaming down her face, Pedro Guzman's mother said her son may be back home, but he is not the same man as before. Maria Carbajal said she'd like to thank everybody who helped her find her son, but she added he didn't return in one piece, and the government is to blame for that. Michael Guzman said the deportation scarred his mentally disabled brother.
He stutters when he speaks. He's afraid of people. Just in particular, anyone that walks around him, near him. At the moment that we picked him up from the jail, he was shivering. He was very afraid of everything around him. So right now we have a lot ahead of us.
Pedro Guzman's ordeal began May 11th as he completed a jail sentence for trespassing. During a screening process, an apparently confused Guzman told Los Angeles County jail officials that he was an illegal immigrant. Federal immigration authorities deported him to Tijuana without checking Guzman's birth records. Officials said he showed no sign of mental illness. For weeks, Guzman's mother searched Tijuana. Guzman's brother said Pedro can't remember telephone numbers and never called home. American Civil Liberties Union attorney Mark Rosenbaum represents Guzman. He said his client has shared only a few details about his time south of the border.
He ate out of garbage cans. He bathed in rivers. He had little human contact. And on several occasions, he presented himself at the border and was turned away by his government and told to stop playing games.
Immigration authorities refused to comment on the allegation, nor on Guzman's release. Rosenbaum said border agents finally detained Guzman as he attempted to cross into the U.S. near Calexico early Sunday. It took 2 days for immigration authorities to release Guzman, and only after a court ordered them to do so. Rosenbaum offered a simple explanation for why authorities failed to determine whether Guzman was a citizen before they deported him.
This government deported Pedro Guzman because of his skin color, did not believe him when he said he was a United States citizen born in California because of his skin color.
Pedro Guzman was not present for the news conference announcing his return. His family said he was at home recuperating from his 89 days as a deported U.S. citizen. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz.